We'll move on now to the web report from our web designer, Pete Karakas.
No. Sorry. Please.
Yeah. Please.
Okay. Yeah. Just
please. Members.
Jack.
Please. Order, please. Please.
All right.
Order, please. Please be respectful. Okay. Please, sir. Thank you.
Hey, we've already heard it.
Please.
Yeah. While Pete is passing out the papers, I know it's late, but I hope the board members will also give this report a lot of careful attention. One of the priority tasks that I think we have in front of us for this year is looking at our presence on the web and looking at how we can expand and improve that presence. And that's the reason we scheduled this report. And as usual, we're kind of running late and not having the time that we need to deal with it. But Pete's going to give the report today. The discussion will hopefully start tomorrow, but if not tomorrow, as we continue. So I hope, again, people give real careful consideration to what Pete has to say.
Yeah, please go right ahead. I don't think there's any sound on that mic. John Almela. Pete's mic is dead. It's not your fault.
Hello.
There we go.
Okay.
Now we got it.
I will be as brief and as fast as possible, yet I understand that I need to speak slow enough for you all to understand. I have trouble growing up in New York speaking slow sometimes. Καλώς ήρθατε, εύχομαι καλή ώρα και να μάθουμε κάτι that's welcome. It's Greek, my first language. I hope we all learn something, including myself, from this discussion. Okay, what I did, I presented about 34 slides. I'm not going to go through them all right now. They're in your printout for the board. What I've done is outline the major aspects that are necessary, the major components needed to properly discuss internet usage. And in a nutshell, on that first slide, they're numbered 1 to 6 here. The first thing we need to look at are our goals, with some brief background and introduction and the big picture look at the goals. Secondly, and most importantly perhaps, is a look at the content. That is what we portray to the world, the face of Pacifica, so to speak, and what we put out there. Included in the discussion is the new Pacifica.org, as well as the Pacifica family of sites, and then beyond the Pacifica family of sites is the other external sites of interest, how they relate to our work. Third part is services. It could also be discussed as more technically as operations. I try to be light in this area and not be very technical, not too much jargon, just to give you an understanding of some of the background information needed to provide the services. That is, distribute to stations and distribute to individuals or end users. Another big part of internet usage is e-marketing, and that is marketing to the general public, marketing to niche communities, as well as the converted, the insiders. E-marketing is connected, is kind of the bridge between our content and e-commerce. It's kind of the glue, or so to speak. E-commerce needs to be discussed with background and context as well. Some examples of how it could be properly developed, including emailers are going into this later. And finally, investment in internet. Simply put, discussion on human resources and training and the areas we need investment in. The next two slides, I have a little bit about me, but given the time constraints, I'll really cut it short. I just want to let folks know I've been in the internet for about 10 years. I've managed the development of about 80 websites, including small local mom-and-pop shops, as well as large publicly traded or privately owned companies, and I've been working for Pacifica since February 2002. I'm going to be going into my sixth year in a few weeks. Some of the main accomplishments over the last few years, just to give you folks a perspective of what I've done and how I've focused my time. Pacifica.org has changed dramatically in this time. Just as a benchmark to let you folks know how I measure the change, one way to look at it is in 2007 we achieved 1 million-plus page views per month. This compared to 2002, where the high was about 118,000 page views. Our monthly visitors have increased from 2002 high of 41,000 visitors to a high of 2007 over 209,000. So that's five times the growth. AudioPort has been developed in my time here. This is a service site and a kind of niche site that has added significant value to our organization and is similar to PRA in that as time passes, unique added value builds inherently into the AudioPort. I've also been involved in several special projects, as I call here, mostly related to WBAI. I do work out of Brooklyn, which makes me proximity-wise close to WBAI, and I've had the privilege to work closely with some operations and technical staff over the last few years. I've been involved in the WBAI archiving and podcasting system based on the software Otis developed. Been involved in the WBAI streaming for a couple of years now, actually even emanating the original source from my home office. And finally, recently developed a LAN server for WBAI, which has a lot of great implications. We can talk more about that later. Okay. In terms of goals, what I want to portray, not just here, but with the whole presentation, is I think we need to be realistic. We need to be realistic with where we are. That is not too optimistic, but not too cynical. I'm presenting this in the spirit that this is not a blame game, but we need to identify our specific weaknesses as a network if we're going to correct these things. In some ways, we're in a crisis mode regarding internet and new technologies. That is to say, yes, we're still on the air or streaming or podcasting, as folks say, but it comes at a significant cost to the individuals behind the scenes. Resistance is particularly high in this area. As you all know, resistance to change is everywhere, not just with technology, but I think it's enhanced here because perhaps of an intimidation of the new technology, or I don't know exactly what it is, but nonetheless, this results in a lot slower than anticipated, if at all, support for new initiatives. It's been my repeated experience, unfortunately. Also, this is not a blame game, but just to make you folks aware, additional investments are simply going to have to be made in this area if we're going to make any changes in terms of how we operate on the Internet. Just to illustrate my point, my job responsibilities have more than quadrupled since the time I was hired. The prior person had 15 responsibilities bulleted on one page. I have over 40 items on over two pages. The person before me had one website. I manage over five websites, that is without any additional support, et cetera. Beyond additional investments, real changes is necessary in how we conceptualize, how we process or think about Internet. Okay, I get lots of positive words and encouragement from board or other individuals. Great work, thanks for all your help, et cetera. But the encouraging words are not sufficient to make real change. We have to actually create tactics to break past the resistance. We have to actually focus in terms of putting resources in this area. And that's just the bottom line. Having said that, is it over? Can we catch up? Of course, I don't think it's over. I'm an optimistic, determined person with a lot of energy, like a lot of you folks. But I will say this. As time passes on, our competition, other media, from NPR, Our America, all the way to the right-wingers, they continue to invest in this area. And the more they do, the more we fall behind, widening the gap, so to speak. I do provide possible solutions and direction later in the presentation. But I will say this. When I started, my assessment was we were about 5 years behind in technology, despite my efforts and despite my never working 40 hours a week and giving it my all. I'm not sure we really made much of a dent in this area, not just myself, others as well. Okay, so having said that, what are my goals? My goals in this role is to really assess the Internet needs of the Pacifica stakeholders. That is the members, staff, managers, boards, and the larger community, and to provide solutions consistent with these needs. Cost-effective solutions, yet powerful enterprise-level user-friendly solutions. An example is AudioPort. An example is the streaming at WBI, and other examples later. Another one of my goals is to provide a technical safety net for the Pacifica staff. This is done largely in three ways. As technical support for individual individual production staff typically. A sister station producer, for example, wants to learn how to distribute their programming. They contact me. I provide step-by-step information as to how they would go about doing that. This is a typical part of my everyday or regular responsibilities. Station needs. WBI streaming abruptly stopped a few years ago. This was a critical need that developed spontaneously. I stepped in to fill that need for over 20 months, continued to sustain the signal, as I said, from my home office. Network-wide needs develop as well, where this technical safety net's necessary. Example, we had a recent FCC special broadcast where several technical difficulties emerged. I was there monitoring the event till 1 o'clock in the morning Eastern time, providing communications and support for that particular event. So as you see, a lot of these things are kind of invisible between what you would normally think of as the webmaster's responsibility and other radio-related operational needs. But I'm part of the staff that's there as the glue. What are my goals continued? Most importantly, my goal is to think consciously and make a conscious effort to create solutions that are culturally consistent with the mission and the spirit of Pacifica. What does that mean? That means choosing the right software with the right even politics behind it, believe it or not, as in open source software, which is community developed and cooperatively developed, as opposed to Microsoft style, proprietary style, where it's hidden and it's secret from the public. So it's also free. Open source software happens to be free, but it's really culturally consistent with how we operate, in that similar processes are in place in the open source software development world that are in place with our unpaid staff. The developers of this software act much like our unpaid staff do at our sister stations, and that's what I mean about culturally consistent solutions. Another way that I feel I remain culturally consistent with the spirit of Pacifica and the history of Pacifica, despite this being a new area of technology, is in terms of the revenue side, where I embrace a more honor system type business model, the type pioneered by Pacifica over 55 years ago. This is in comparison to the pay-per model, where a lot of the New York Times and these type mainstream media have decided to make their content available only for paid subscribers. Years ago, this seemed very controversial to Pacifica. When I first started to say these things, people looked at me like I was still talking Greek to them. But in fact, today, with the discussion of Creative Commons and new licensing models, I think, fortunately, most of us are on board with this concept, and I appreciate it. Okay. More big picture items. More big picture goals here, rather, is key, central to any strong internet strategies, building online community. It's critical to marketing efforts, e-commerce efforts, traffic, and et cetera. And how do you build online community? You need to provide the right combination, unique content, attractive services, to attract and to maintain these online visitors, to bring them back day after day, week after week. Other goals would be increasing traffic and usage in general. Traffic would be measured by the indicators I gave you earlier, total visitors, total web pages, etc. Another way to measure, though, that's not just statistics per se, is to look at how folks are using it, where these visitors are going, what services they're using, are they commenting, are they communicating in the forums with others, are they sharing events in the community calendar. These are all methods that build online community. They work similarly to how people operate in real life. Finally, another goal is to develop an organic support base to create a viable source of revenue of e-commerce. And this, like any business, needs to happen naturally, and there's steps that I put in place later that I talk about that could happen, that we could achieve in this year. For example, when we have a situation where many registered users are taking advantage of the more advanced features of our sites, these users will evolve into our best donors, our best promoters in time, just like they do over the airway. As people get more hooked into the airwaves, they become our best donors, our best promoters. Similar kind of process. Okay. Another important thing, especially with when we're talking about limited resources, one of my goals is to not think or reinvent the wheel. I can't afford it. What I look to do is to leverage other open source software, larger frameworks, that are where I could customize something within there or expand, extract something from it that suits our needs. Okay, for example, I talk about this a little later, but web server software is very expensive. The new software that powers Pacifica.org, proprietary software vendor contacted me in the last 6 months. He saw the site and he said, we can offer you similar features with our software. I said, send me a quote. He sent me a quote over $150,000 to do what the Pacifica.org does. The software costs almost nothing for us to use. So just to put it in comparison. Okay, so that's a big broad strokes and a quick rushed view of goals, some of the ways I look at goals, and perhaps we should discuss goals going forward. Content, this is the key part of this of the web, what it is we display out there. Our main sites, kpfk.org, kpfk.org, kpft, etc., these main sites are critical. They are... efforts should be put into maintaining and developing these sites further. These sites let the public know about station-specific information, programming, LSB, etc. Okay, we still underutilize these station sites, believe it or not, despite some of them being around for about 10 years. However, that's not the only thing. That's not the only thing we should look at, these station sites. Before I get into beyond the station sites, let me do a quick focus on Pacifica.org. Last January, the new Pacifica.org went live. It features a custom application I call the Program Guide. I repeat reference to this in later in my report. The Program Guide basically is a custom radio management tool. And it lets folks display radio content, for example, segments, audio, in ways that packages in a nice Web 2.0 way, in a way that allows maximum interaction with the public, is what I'm trying to say here. Okay. Simply put, based on the development that went into the site last year, Pacifica.org, and based on the trends and the traffic that I've mentioned earlier, Pacifica is poised to have a tremendous year in 2008. Okay, one of the goals that I see for the site and the software in 2008 is to take it and to make it available to the most number of producers on the individual show level. What does that mean? Joomla is free open source software. This program guide is freely available, complements Pacifica's work. When packaged together, a producer can relatively easily put together a site that's very, very powerful, that can share data from the Pacifica.org site or the local station site so that there is a synchronizing of data connecting stations and station shows with the larger group of family of sites. Let's see if we can do this in 2008. Okay. Some of the other things... some of the other things that the new Pacifica.org brings is a mobile Pacifica.org so that people can access the site through their cell phone or their PDA. The site takes advantage of new web statistics metric systems like Google Analytics. I hope to reintroduce blogging to Pacifica.org in 2008, something I attempted to do in 2006. Unfortunately, there was very little interest at the time. Hopefully, with new staff, we can have some new energy in this area. Finally, look for another facelift for 2008 for Pacifica.org in an effort to relaunch Pacifica.org. Now that the software is in place and the traffic is growing and the trends are positive, somewhere in the next few months, another facelift is going to reintroduce this to the public. That should be pretty exciting. Okay. In the next slide, I show some of the components of the program guide, but because of time, I'm going to skip it. Please look at the Pacifica site for examples. The segment that I have here is a Mumia segment that went on. It was a special that Margaret did, and it was one of the highlights of last year in terms of community building. Over 55 messages were put on the site. Unfortunately, some from the right As you know, Mumia, like abortion, is an issue that gets the right really jacked up. And they showed up, but rightfully so, the progressives put them in their place. And it was a great example of that community building on the site happening. The next slide here, I show total visits by month that you don't see it in color with your... It's on page 7 if you're following along. It's the bottom slide. You don't see it in color, but that last spike is 2007. Now, it stops in June because I haven't maintained the traffic for various reasons in the last 6 months. I haven't been recording them, rather. I'm maintaining them, but not recording them. You can see in 2007 a big spike in traffic going from about 70,000 visits a month in January, over 100,000 visits by March, and over 210,000 visits by June. You see that strong trend. You see the same thing with the page views. You see that that top line there is 2007, where the highs were in the range of 80 to 200,000 page views per month. In 2007, page views went to over about 900,000 page views a month. In fact, we went over 1 million page views later in the year, but it's not reflected in this data. Unique visitors is a separate measure, but I don't indicate it here, but it's in proportion to the same trend. Okay, now let's look at the Pacifica family sites beyond the sister station sites in Pacifica.org. Here's where people start to say, what's with all these sites and what's going on here? Okay. These are theme sites. These are niche sites. These are specialty targeted sites. AudioPort, for example, is not a public site. It's a private site for clients, and it's a service-oriented site. It's not an information site. So it serves a niche role, and it's very successful at what it does. Pacifica Network, Pacifica Foundation have discussed this in great deal in the past, so I'll skip it. But similarly, they're niche sites. They're targeted in what they do. And again, for their role, they are very effective in what they do, though they do need more work and more development understood. Here's where it gets exciting. Okay, the Pacifica a family of sites, with the introduction of The War Comes Home in the last few months, and in the next couple of weeks, with the introduction of a Pacifica election website. That's a partnership between FSRN and Pacifica. I've been working with Nathan Moore and some other producers, and on the bottom right there, you see a screenshot of the forthcoming Pacifica elections website. If you want to see a preview, come and see me afterwards or tomorrow when I'll be here. This site is hot. This site is going to be the progressive source for election-related information, focusing on issues, progressive issues, not the horse race. By the way, Obama had a big victory today in South Carolina with a record turnout, in case you folks are interested. So here's another larger screenshot of the Election Unspun site as the code name. That's not the final name of the program. At the very top, there's a scrolling element that shows the first 70 or so characters of the headlines of a feature. A big image there scrolls automatically to show the features that we're focusing on. There's embedded video. There's a lot in here, and I'm really excited about it. It's really hot, and it's coming out in a couple of weeks. That's all I can say. Okay, so what does this mean? In fact, what I'm seeing as we go forward is additional niche sites, specific targeted sites. Again, we can utilize the same software we've developed to leverage economies of scale. Okay? We can extract the content that we're generating and putting on Pacifica.org and our local station sites and complement it with what we do best at the local level. KPFA did a site on The War Comes Home. WPFW can have a great jazz site. KPFK can have the best progressive Latino site on the web. WBI can have the best social justice site. If these are our niches, this is what we focus on, we should leverage that, we should embrace that. You can't get a social justice website out of WBI.org. You can't get an Iraq war website out of KPFA.org. That's why this is the power of these niche sites, these specialty sites. They allow us to go beyond folks that orient themselves around our sister stations or Pacifica to people who don't even understand what Pacifica is. Where they come in through the issue and then come into Pacifica kind of backdoor that way. And we need to leverage these things. We need to take advantage of these things. However, we can't rush into these things. This election site has taken up the last 3 weeks straight. I barely got this report out. and another crisis flyer that I had to put out. But every other minute in the last 3 weeks has gone to this site, and the next 2 weeks to finishing it up. So these sites are going to be, they're going to be more effort for us. We're going to have to put some investment into it, not necessarily in software, but in time. But the results will pay off in time, absolutely. More discussion on the content. We need to expand our presence using other popular sites. Similarly, we need to take advantage of the MySpaces, the YouTubes, the Flickers. Even the candidates this year have done that. Every candidate has a presence at all these local, at all these external sites. There's no problem with them having a MySpace presence as well as their main website, as well as a blog site, etc. And we should similarly not be intimidated by that. We should embrace this. What you have with MySpace, with YouTube and Flickr, you have sites that regularly attract millions of people for specific content, images, audio, video. If we bring that content to folks, again, a great backdoor for new people to come in. It won't automatically convert everyone from our MySpace page to our kpft.org to become KPFT members necessarily. But in time, it does create that awareness in new communities that we just don't have with minimal awareness. Same thing could be said about blogs, video blogs in particular. We need to harness the folks that have the skills to do these things and utilize some of these new technologies within our own sites. The new sites I'm talking about all have the ability to embed audio and video from the YouTubes and the other sites. Well, let's do that. At WBI, for example, one of the producers is going to be on tonight. He has one of the best video blogs I've seen on the web. He's a WBI unpaid staff, and most of you don't even know that he does a vlog, but it's incredible. Jay Smooth, and it's called Ill Doctrine. It's the first hip-hop video blog, he says it, but it's well beyond hip-hop, and it's niche, it attracts a hip young audience, and it's great, and we should be incorporating these things into our sites. There's no conflict there. It's a compliment. We also need to be syndicating our content. The new site and software I talk about has the ability to syndicate content by topic. So someone who's interested in social justice can take a RSS or syndication feed from any of our sites and have all the latest social justice issues displaying on their other sites. So we can take our headlines and have them as links or anchors on other people's sites back to Pacifica, back to WBI.org, etc. So picture other progressive sites who would like to supplement what they generate with what we have to offer. This is a great way to do that. It's called RSS syndication, and we need to start taking advantage and using it. Some of this stuff is very old. Some of this stuff is new. But
okay, Pete, yeah. In about 3 minutes, we're going to have to start clearing the room.
All right.
Well, sorry about this.
Not a problem. I tried to be quick as possible, but it's not quick enough. So then I should stop, or should I... Should I try to sneak in a few more sentences?
Well, if you want to sneak in a few more sentences, that's what I'm saying.
All right.
Yes, Dan.
Are we going to be finishing this with Q&A tomorrow?